नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य प्रौढोनोरमायाः परिभाषाप्रकरणे तृतीयः पाठः जनवरीमासस्य एकादशः दिनाङ्कः ध्यायन् ध्यायम् परम् ब्रह्म स्मारम् स्मारम् गुरोर्गिरः सिद्धान्तकौमुदी व्याख्याम् कुर्मः प्रौढमनोरमाम् परिभाषाप्रकरणे काः परिभाषाः अधीताः इति किञ्चिदिव पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः. प्रौढमनोरमायां स्वीकृतः स्वीकृता प्रथमा परिभाषा इको गुणवृद्धि इति. तत्र कः विषयः? प्रथमः विषयः सूत्रार्थे द्वितीयस्य गुणवृद्धिपदस्य कथं लाभः. गुणवृद्धिशब्दाभ्यां यत्र गुणवृद्धि विधीयते तत्र इकः इति षष्ठ्यन्तं पदमुपतिष्ठते इति उच्यते दीक्षितैः. तत्र एकवारं गुणवृद्धि इति पदं सूत्रे श्रूयते, द्वितीयस्य कथं लाभः इति प्रश्नः. पूर्वसूत्राभ्याम् अनुवृत्तिः वृद्धिरादैत् अदेङ्गुणः इति पूर्वसूत्राभ्यां गुणः इति वृद्धिः इति च अनुवर्तते. अतः यत्र वसुजी प्लीज डू आई थिंक आई मीन इफ यू मूव योर माउस द कंट्रोल कम्स बैक टू यू. या थैंक यू. हाँ, अतः लाभ्याम् अनुवृत्तेः वृद्धिरादैच् अदेङ्गुणः इति सूत्राभ्यां गुणशब्दस्य वृद्धिशब्दस्य च अनुवृत्तेः अत्र द्वितीयगुणवृद्धिपदस्य लाभः. किं प्रयोजनं तस्य? किमर्थं तथा उच्यते इति चेत् उदाहरणद्वयं ददाति. द्यौः इमं दिव औत् इत्यनेन औकारः विधीयते वृद्धिसंज्ञकः. त्यदादीनाम् अह इत्यनेन ह्रस्वः अकारः विधीयते गुणसंज्ञकः. किन्तु गुणो वृद्धिरिति उच्चार्य यत्र विधीयते तत्रैव अस्याः परिभाषायाः प्रवृत्तिः इत्युक्तत्वात् द्यौः इमम् इत्यादिषु इयं परिभाषा न प्रवर्तते इति प्रथमः अंशः. ततः पदोपस्थितिपक्षस्य समर्थनम्. इकोगुणवृद्धि इत्यत्र पक्षत्रयं भाष्ये चर्चितं, पदोपस्थितिपक्षः, तच्छेषपक्षः, तदपवादः इति. अलोन्त्यस्य इति परिभाषया सह अस्याः कः सम्बन्धः इति प्रश्नः. अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यस्य अपवादो वा अथवा तच्छेषः अर्थात् अलोन्त्यस्य इति सूत्रं प्रवर्त्य ततः इयं परिभाषा प्रवर्त्यते वा अथवा साक्षात् इकः इति पदम् उपस्थापयति वा इति चर्चयित्वा भाष्यकारैः पदोपस्थितिपक्षः सिद्धान्तितः. अर्थात् अनया परिभाषया यत्र यत्र गुणः वृद्धिः इति श्रूयते सूत्रे तत्र इकः इति षष्ठ्यन्तं पदम् उपस्थाप्यते. तत्पदम् अन्यैः पदैः सह अन्वयं प्राप्य ततः अर्थं बोधयति इत्यर्थः. तेन कः लाभः? किमर्थं तथोच्यते इति चेत् क्वचित् अयम् इक् विशेषणरूपेण तिष्ठति. अर्थात् यथा इगन्तस्य अङ्गस्य गुणः इत्युच्यते सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इत्यत्र इकः इति अङ्गस्य विशेषणं सामानाधिकरण्यात्. अतः इगन्तस्य अङ्गस्य इति तदन्तविधिना लभ्यते. क्वचित् तु विशेष्यत्वेन तिष्ठति यथा विदेः अङ्गावयवस्य इकः गुणः, साक्षात् इक एव गुणो विधीयते. तत इक कीदृशः? अङ्गावयवः, अङ्गस्य इकः. अङ्गस्य इति विशेषणम्, इकः इति विशेष्यम् इदानीम्. अतः उभयथापि अर्थसम्पादनार्थं पदोपस्थितिपक्षः एव अङ्गीकृतः भाष्यकारैः. वीक्षितैस्तु तच्छेषपक्षेऽपि दूष्णोद्धारः शब्दकौस्तुभे प्रदर्शितः इत्युच्यते. अत्र तु न प्रदर्शितः, अतः पदोपस्थितिपक्ष एव सिद्धान्तः. ततः मिदचोन्त्यात् परः इति परिभाषां स्वीकरोति मनोरमायाम्. अचां मध्ये योऽन्त्यः तस्मात् परः तस्यैव अन्तावयवः मित् स्यात् इति कौमुद्यां सूत्रार्थः दृश्यते. अचां मध्ये योऽन्त्यः इति किमर्थम्? यः अन्ते अस्ति अचि, अर्थात् अजन्तशब्दः तत्र अन्ते विद्यमानः अचि. अन्त्यादतः परः, अन्त्ये यः अच् अस्ति तस्मात् परः स्यात् इति किमर्थं नोच्यते इति चेत् शेमुचादीनाम् इत्यादीनि सूत्राणि सन्ति. मुचादीनां சப்தத்தையே பெற நுமாகமாக விதீயத்தை சச்சமித்து முச்சு லுப்பு இத்தியாதய ஏ முச்சாரய தே சர்வேபி ஹலந்தாக ஏவ தத்த குத்ராபி அந்தியே அஜ்வர்ண ந திருஷ்யத்தை ததா ச சூத்திரமபி வியர்த்தம் ஸ்யாத் அத அச்சாம் மத்தியே யோந்தியஹ ஏ அசஹ வித்யந்தே தஸ்மின் சப்தே தத்ர யஹ அந்தியஹ தஸ்மாத் பரஹ மிதாகமோ பவதி இதி சூத்ரார்த்தஹ த்ருஷ்யதே. அந்நாசீத் மிடாகமஸ்ய பூர்வபக்தத்துவம் சச்சமித்து அர்த்தாத் யஹ ஆகமஹ க்ரியதே அசாம் மத்யே யஹ அந்தியஹ தஸ்ய அந்தாவயவத்வேன யஹ க்ரியதே சஹ பூர்வபக்தஹ பவதி வா பரபக்தோ வா அபக்தோ வா இதி சர்ச்சா. வில் இட் பிலாங் டு தி ப்ரீவியஸ் பார்ட் ஆர் டு தி லேட்டர் ஆர் டஸ் இட் ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் பிட்வீன் வித்தவுட் பிலாங்கிங் டு இதர். தத்ர பூர்வபக்தத்துவம் சாதயதி அர்த்தாத் அந்தாவயவஹ தஸ்யைவ அந்தாவயவஹ தேன கிம் பிரயோஜனம் இதி ப்ரஷ்னஹ. கிமர்த்தம் அந்தாவயவ ஏவ பவதி இதி சேத் பராஜித்வே தோஷஹ த்ரபூணி இத்யத்ர ப்ரதர்ஷிதஹ. த்ரபு சப்தாத் ஜஷ்யசோஹு ஷிஹி நபும்சகஸ்ய ஜலஜஹ இத்யனேன நுமாகமஹ க்ரியதே த்ரபுன் இ இத்யஸ்தி. இதானீம் யதி பராதிஹ அர்த்தாத் பிரத்யஸ்ய அவயவஹ நகாரஹ தர்ஹி நாந்தஸ்ய உபதாயாஹ தீர்கஹ ஸ்யாத் இதி. சர்வநாமஸ்தானே ச சம்புத்தௌ இத்யனேன தீர்கஹ ந ப்ராப்னோதி அதஹ பராதித்வே த்ரபூணி இத்யேதத் ந சித்யதி இதி தோஷஹ. அபக்தத்வே து வஹம்லிஹஹ இத்யத்ர தோஷஃ ப்ரதர்ஷிதஹ. வஹாப்ரே லிஹஹ இத்யனேன லிஹதாதோஹ பிரத்யஹ விதீயதே கச் பிரத்யஹ தஸ்மின் பரே முமாகமஹ க்ரியதே. வஹ இதி உபபதஸ்ய மும் இதி ஆகமஹ க்ரியதே மகாராகமஹ. தஸ்ய மகாரஸ்ய அனுஸ்வாரஹ கரணீயஹ மோனுஸ்வாரஹ இதி சூத்ரேண பதாந்தஸ்ய மஸ்ய அனுஸ்வாரோ விதீயதே ஹலி பரே. யதி அயம் அபக்தஹ அர்த்தாத் பூர்வஸ்யாபி பாவோ ந பரஸ்யாபி அவயவோ ந ததா ததா பதாந்தத்வம் நாஸ்தி. இட் இஸ் நாட் எ பதாந்த அண்ட் வி கேனாட் ஹாவ் அனுஸ்வார. சோ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தீஸ் we consider mit agama to be a part of the previous bara purva vayavatvam svikriyate tatah paribhasha shashti sthane yoga anirdharita sambandha vishesha shashti sthane yoga bodhya ekichate sthane yoga padasya ka nishpattihi இது பிரதர்ஷ்யதே ஸ்தானேன யோகஹ அஸ்யாஹ. ஸ்தானேன நாம ஸ்தான நிரூபித சம்பந்தேன ஸ்தான நிரூபிதஹ சம்பந்தஹ ஷஷ்ட்யாஹ அர்த்தஹ இதி. தத்ர கதம் ஸ்தானேன யோக இதி பவதி ஸ்தானேன யோகஹ இதி சமாசே கிருதே ஸ்தான யோகஹ இதி பவேத் கதம் ஸ்தானே யோக இதி சேத் நிபாதனா நேத்வம் சூத்ரே ததைவ நிபாதிதஹ அதஹ ததைவ த்ரயோகஹ இத்தர்த்தஹ. தத்ர பரிபாஷா எத்ரானேக விதம் ஆந்தவியம் தத்ர ஸ்தானத ஆந்தவியம் வலியஹ. எத்ர அநேக விதம் ஆந்தவியம் திருஷ்யதே தத்ர ஸ்தான சாதிருஷ்யஸ்ய பலவத்வம். கதம் கிம் விதம் ஆந்தவியம் பவிதும் அர்ஹதி வாட் ஆர் த கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆந்தர்ய விச் ஆர் பாசிபிள். சதுர்விதம் ஆந்தர்யம் சம்பவதி ஸ்தான அர்த்த குண பிரமாணகிருதம். ஸ்தானகிருதம் அர்த்தாத் வர்ணோத்பத்தி ஸ்தானே சாதிருஷ்யம். அர்த்தகிருதம் பதசப்தஸ்ய அர்த்தே சாதிருஷ்யம். குணகிருதம் குணஹ நாம அத்ர பாஹ்ய பிரயத்னாஹ ஸ்வீக்ரியந்தே பாஹ்ய பிரயத்னேஷு சாதிருஷ்யம். பிரமாணகிருதம் ஹஸ்வதீர்க ப்ளுதாஹ இதி பிரமாணே யத் சாதிருஷ்யம். சோ ததாதாரேண சதுர்விதம் ஆந்தவியம் பவிதும் அர்ஹதி தத்ர அநேக விதம் ஆந்தவியம் யத்ர தத்ர ஸ்தானதஹ ஆந்தவியஸ்ய பலவத்வம். கிம் பிரயோஜனம் இது சேத் சேதா ஸ்தோதா இது உதாரணம். சி தாத்தோஹ திருச் பிரத்யே குணஸ்கரணீய அதேங்குண இது அகார ஏகார ஓகாராணம் குணசம்ஞா அஸ்தி தத்ர கஹ குண பவேத். சி இது ஹஸ்வஸ்ய ஏகாரஸ்ய ஸ்தானே குண க்ரியதே தத்ர ஹஸ்வாகாரஸ்ய பிரமாண சாதிருஷ்யம் அஸ்தி. ஹஸ்வாகாரேண சஹ அஸ்ய ஏகாரஸ்ய ஸ்தானினஹ பிரமாணதஹ சாதிருஷ்யம் வித்யதே. ஏகாரேண ஸ்தானசாதிருஷ்யம் வித்யதே இகாரஸ்ய ஸ்தானம் தாலு ஏகாரஸ்ய கண்டதாலு. ஏகாரேண ஸ்தானசாதிருஷ்யம் அகாரேண பிரமாணசாதிருஷ்யம் கிம் பவதி இதி சேத் ஸ்தானத ஆந்தர்யம் வலியஹ இத்யுக்த்வாத் ஏகாரே ஏவ பவதி குணத்வேன சேதா एवं उकारस्य स्तोता. तस्मिन् इति निर्दिष्टे पूर्वस्य सप्तमी निर्देशेन विधीयमानं कार्यं वर्णान्तरेण अव्यवहितस्य पूर्वस्य बोध्यम्. कथम् अव्यवहितत्वलाभः? द्वेधा नियमः क्रियते अत्र. सप्तम्यन्तेन उच्चारितस्य अव्यवहितत्वे एव पूर्वस्यैव निर्दिष्टे निर्दिष्ट दिशिः उच्चारणे निर् नैरन्तर्ये सो निरन्तर उच्चारणम् अव्यवहितत्वम् इति निर्दिष्टे इत्यस्माद् भवति. पूर्वस्य इत्यंशस्य सूत्रे एव अस्ति. अतः द्वेधा नियमः अव्यवहितत्वे एव पूर्वस्यैव. सो द कार्य whatever is given whenever the saptami is told in the sutra, saptamyanta happens only when the thing that has been told by the saptami is avyavahita and the karya is for the purva. Okay. Adesh parasya parasya yadvihitam tattasya adher bodhyam iti atra tasmadityuttarasya adehe iti ekameva sutram kartum shakyateva iti prashnaha. तर्हि तस्मादिति यत्र पञ्चमी निर्देशः तत्र उत्तरस्य नाम परस्य कार्यं परस्य यत् कार्यं विधीयते तत् आदेहः भवति. तर्हि एकमेव सूत्रं क्रियताम् तस्मादित्युत्तरस्यादेः इति चेत् न सम्भवति. यतोहि तथा सूत्रिते तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य इति यत्रैव आदेः इत्यंशे योजिते आदेरित्यंशस्य सर्वादेशबाधकत्वापत्तिः. हलो अनेकाञ्चित् सर्वस्य इति सर्वादेशो विधीयते स च परत्वात् दट् इस् 155 परत्वात् आदेः परस्य इति सूत्रं बाधते. अर्थात् यत्र केवलः अलादेशः तत्र पूर्वस्य चेत् अलोन्त्यस्य इति अन्तादेशः परस्य चेत् आदेः परस्य इत्यनेन आदेः आदेशः. किन्तु यदि अनेकाल् अथवा शितादेशः तत् पूर्वस्य वा परस्य वा सर्वादेश एव भवति. सर्वादेशः एतत् सूत्रम् आदेः परस्य इति सूत्रं बाधते परत्वात् इति सिद्धान्तः. यदि तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य आदेः इति एक एव न्यासः क्रियते अर्थात् 1167 इस् तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य तत्रैव यदि आदेः इत्यंशः योज्यते तर्हि तेन सर्वादेशः बाध्येत तच्च नैष्यते. यथा अतोभिस ऐस् इत्युच्यते अतः परस्य अकारान्तालङ्गात् परस्य भिसः ऐस् आदेशः. तत्र ऐस् इति सर्वादेशः अकारान्तादङ्गात् परस्य इति तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य इति प्रवर्तते आदेः परस्य इति तु न प्रवर्तते. अतः आदेरित्यंशः सर्वादेशस्य बाधकः न स्यात् तदर्थं पृथक् सूत्रितम्. अनेकाश्चित् सर्वस्य सूत्रं सर्वादेशः तत्र शितः उदाहरणम् इदम् इश् इतः इदं शब्दात् तसिल् प्रत्यये कृते इदम् इत्यस्य इश् इति आदेशः सर्वादेशः इतः इति रूपं सिद्ध्यति. एतदेव उदाहरणं वक्तव्यम्. वृत्तिकारकृतम् उदाहरणं जश्यसो शिः इति प्राचा उक्तं तत् न युक्तम् इति दीक्षितानां मतम्. किमर्थं जश्यसोः जस् प्रत्ययस्य शस् प्रत्ययस्य च स्थाने शि इति आदेशः क्रियते. तस्य शित्वं शि इत्यत्र शकारस्य इत्संज्ञा लशक्वतद्धिते इति सूत्रेण प्राप्तव्या. तच्च सूत्रं प्रत्ययस्यादेः शकारस्यैव प्रवर्तते. षि इति स्वयं न प्रत्ययः. इट् इस् नाट् अ प्रत्यय बै इट्सेल्फ. प्रत्ययत्वं कदा आयाति आदेशे कृते जसः स्थाने षि इत्यादेशे कृते स्थानिवद्भावेन प्रत्ययत्वमानीय ततः लशक्वतद्धिते इत्यनेन शकारस्य इत्संज्ञा कर्तुं शक्या. किन्तु आदेशकरणवेलायां यदा जस् इत्यस्य स्थाने शि इति आदेशः कर्तव्यः तदा तस्य शित्वं नास्ति. अतः अनेकाल्त्वादेव सर्वादेशः करणीयः. सो अट् दट् स्टेज् वि ट्रीट् इट् एस् अनेकाल् बिकास् इट् हस् श एण्ड् इ एण्ड् देर्फोर् इट् इस् अ सर्वादेश नाट् बिकास् इट् इस् अ शित्. शित्वं तु तदनन्तरमेव प्राप्नोति इत्यतः तदुदाहरणं न इदम इष्ट इत्येव उदाहरणम्. किञ्च आदेः परस्य इत्यस्य बाधकः अयम् सपद्युक्तं तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य समावेशः. तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य इति प्रवर्तते अष्टाभ्यौ इत्युक्त्वा आदेय अनेक अतोभिस ऐस् इत्यत्र अतः परस्य भिसः इति तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य इत्यस्य प्रवृत्तिः अस्ति. किन्तु भिसः आदेः इत्यंशः न प्रवर्तते. अतः आदेः परस्य इत्यस्य अपवादत्वेन इदं सूत्रम् अनेकाश्चित् सर्वस्य इति. एतावत् पुनरावर्तनं जातं. कश्चित् सन्देहः? एनी क्वेश्चन्स् इन् वाट् यू हैव स्टडीड् सो फार्? There is a question. It says, Sthane Yoga, why cannot we do Aluk Samasa? Aluk of what? Sthane Yoga, you have to say Aluk of Saptami. Sthane Yoga, it is say Saptamyaha Aluk, it is Sambhavati. Kintu Dikshitehi kaha sutrartha pradarshyate, Sthanena Yogaha. Tatra yadi Aluk kriyate, tarhi Sthanena Yoga, iti rupam syat. Rupam tu Sthane Yoga, iti shruyate. अतः तस्मिन् विग्रहे स्थानेन योगः यस्याः इति विग्रहे निपातनादेव एकं साधनीयं. स्थाने योगा इति विग्रहः अपि अस्ति, सः पक्षः अस्ति, तस्मिन् पक्षे अलुक् समासः इति अङ्गीक्रियते. किन्तु अत्र दीक्षितैः प्रदर्शिते विग्रहे अलुक् समासेन रूपं न सिद्ध्यति. Any other questions? I think I had a question by email by Paul on how Atascha is similar to Iko Gunavriddhi. I said Atascha will not apply, is not treated separately because it is the same as Iko Gunavriddhi. It is. If you look at the Sutratha, it is available. That is very obvious. Iko Gunavriddhi says, Gunavriddhi Shabdabhyam Yatra Gunavriddhi Vidhiyate Tatra Ikaha Iti Shishyantam Padam Upatishthate. So Atascha says, Hrasva Dirgha Pluta Shabdaihi Yatra Ajvidhiyate Tatra Ataha Iti Shishyantam Padam Upatishthate. Simply means, wherever the Sutra says Hrasva Bhavati, Dirgha Bhavati, Athava Plutaha Bhavati Iti Yadi Uchyate, Tarhi Kasya Tyamshe Iti Sandeha Atahatra Ataha Iti Padam Upatishthate. It brings in the word Ataha. Ataha Hrasva Bhavati, Ataha Dirgha Bhavati, Ataha Pluto Bhavati. So the Hrasva, Dirgha and Pluta is always for and at. And Ajadesha, say for example, Akara can replace Hal. Tad ityatra tadadinam aha ityachyate alantyasya ityanena dakarasya sthane akaraha. Ataha yatra kevalaha ach Hrasvaha, Dirghaha, Plutaha iti anuchyadya. Just like in Gunavriddhi when you say, take an example like Diva Oath or Tedarina Maha, where the Adesha is Guna or Vriddhi, but it is not given as Guna or Vriddhi. It is stated as itself and not taken by name as Guna or Vriddhi. So the Iko Guna Vriddhi will not apply. Similarly, if say just Akara is being given and not as Hrasva, Yatra akaraha sakshad vidhiyate natu hrasvo bhavati iti vidhiyate tatra atascha iti paribhasha nopatishthate. Yatra yata hrasvo napumsake pratipatikasya yate nena sakshad hrasvaha vidhiyate tatra ataha hrasvaha ataha iti padam upasthapyate ityartha. If they say a hrasva cannot be an adesha for say a vyanjana, a hrasva, dirgha or pluta is always for ach. So there's still questions on that or anything else? So we are nearing the end of the Paribhasha Prakarana in the Kaumudi. Paribhasha Prakarane Ante Paribhasha Trayam Pathyate Dikshitehi Paranityantaranga Apamadanam Uttarottaram Baliyaha Asiddham Bahirangamantarange Akratavyuha Paniniyaha. So he just gives them as vachanas. He does not give any examples or explain. Atra Kriyate Kinchitam. Okay, so before we go there, there's still a question. How does Ach replace Hal? Why not? Tyadadinam aha. Tyadadinam akaraha adeshah syat. सो तद् इति शब्दः अस्ति अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन अन्त्यस्य दकारस्य स्थाने अकारः आदेशः अन् अच् रिप्लेसेस् हल् देर् इस् नथिङ्ग् विच् प्रिवेण्ट्स् अन् अच् फ्रम् रिप्लेसिङ्ग् हल् नथिङ्ग् एट् आल् ऐ मीन् वाट् इस् द थिङ्ग् इफ् हि सेस् इट् रिप्लेसेस् इट् रिप्लेसेस् ओवर् अन् अच् केन् रिप्लेस् हल् as long as it is not given as a harasva dirgha or pluta yadi hasva bhavati ityuchyate tarhi halah sthane na bhavati ataha iti upadishtate yadi dirgho bhavati ityuchyate tarhi ataeva bhavati na tu halah kintu ajvarnah ekope ajvarnah anyasya sthane bhavitum arhati see lot of places where it is okay परनित्यान्तरङ्गापवादानाम् उत्तरोत्तरं बलीयः इति परिभाषा परनित्य अन्तरङ्ग अपवाद चत्वारः पदार्थाः उच्यन्ते देयर आर फोर थिंग्स विच आर बीइंग गिवन बाय दिस देयर इज पर नित्य अन्तरङ्ग एंड अपवाद उत्तरोत्तरं बलीयः सो द लैटर इज स्ट्रॉन्गर देन द फॉर्मर फॉर एग्जांपल पर यू हैव पर वी नो व्हाट इज पर अष्टाध्यायं परसूत्रं नाम उत्तर सूत्रत्वं दट विच कम्स लैटर इन द सीक्वेंस ऑफ द अष्टाध्यायी विप्रतिषेधे परम कार्यम इत्युच्यते यू हैव टू सूत्रस देयर इज अ क्लैश ऑल दिस इज अ यू नो टू डिसाइड वेयर देयर इज एन एंबिग्युटी शुड वी अप्लाई सूत्र ए और सूत्र बी एंड द फर्स्ट कंसिडरेशन वी ऑलवेज टेक इज द नंबर ऑफ द सीक्वेंस ऑफ द अष्टाध्यायी विप्रतिषेधे परम कार्यम with a sankshat sutra karena uchyate so if there is a vipratishedha there is a clash between tulya bala virodha vipratishedha tatra para sutram pravartate iti samanyah niyamah so if I mean on a general basis we say para sutra will apply but there are things which are stronger than the para okay nityam asti to see what is nitya antarangam asti apavadah asti so nitya is stronger than para Antaranga is stronger than both para and nitya. Apavada is the strongest. It will overrule anything. Okay? It is stronger than para, than nitya and than antaranga. Okay? Uttarottaram baliyaha. Paranityeti. So he takes the pratika. Parannityam yatha. Udaharanam prayachati. Parannityam. Arthate parasutrate nitya sutrasya. Athava parakaryate nitya karyasya balavatve udaharanam. Tudati runaddhi. Testi. तुदति तुदव्यथने इति धातुः बिफोर् दट् वाट् इस् नित्य परसूत्रम् इति ज्ञायते नित्यसूत्रं नाम किम् कृताकृतप्रसङ्गीशास्त्रं नित्यम् इति एकं लक्षणं देर् आर् सेवरल् लक्षणस् फार् नित्य इफ् यु लुक् एट् द परिभाषेन्दु शेखर देर् आर् फोर् आर् फैव् परिभाषास् विच् से देर् इस् कृताकृतप्रसङ्गीशास्त्रं नित्यम् शब्दान्तरेण प्राप्नुवन् विधिरनित्यो भवति शब्दान्तरस्य प्राप्नुवन् विधिरनित्यो भवति सो देर् आर् डिफरेण्ट् डेफिनेशन्स् But in this, the basic definition which is taken is Krutakrita Prasangi Shastram Nityam. Korthaha, Sutra Dvayamasti. Prathamam Sutram, Dritiyam Sutram. Okay, so there is a particular case where you apply that. Prathamam Sutram Api Prapnoti, Dritiyam Sutram Api Prapnoti, Iti Sthitihi, Tatra Kim Kartavyam, Iti Prashna. Okay. Now we take an assumption. We apply the sutra one first. Okay, say we apply A first. So can B apply after applying A? Prathama sutre pravartite dvitiya sutrasya pravartihi bhavativa. Iti ekaha prashnaha. Tatha dvitiya sutram adau pravartyate. Tataha prathama sutram pravartateva. Iti prashnaha. It means does the one of the sutras affect the conditions of the other? I mean say, you'll see the example. We'll see the example and then we'll understand it better. तुदति इति रूपं साधनीयं तुदव्यथने इति धातुः तौदादिकः षष्ठगणः तुद् धातोः वर्तमाने लट् लकारः क्रियते तुद् ल् इत्यस्ति तित्तस्थि इत्यनेन तिबादेशः क्रियते तुद् ति इत्यस्ति इदानीं किं करणीयम् इति प्रश्नः पुगन्तलघूपधस्य च इत्यनेन गुणः प्राप्नोति ओके सिन्स् इट् इस् तुद् ति इस् अ सार्वधातुक सार्वधातुकप्रत्यये परे ति प्रत्ययं निमित्तीकृत्य तुद् इति लघूपधः उपधा द पेनल्टिमेट् लेटर् इस् लघु दट् इस् उकार ह्रस्व उकार सो दट् केन् बि रीप्लेस्ड् बै अ गुण दट् इस् तोद् इति भवति पुगन्तलघूपधस्य च इत्यनेन गुणे कृते तथैव तुदादिभ्यश्च इत्यनेन च ಶ ವಿಕರಣ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿಕರಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಕರ್ತರಿ ಶಪ್ ಕರ್ತರರ್ಥೇ ಸಾರ್ವಧಾತುಕೆ ತುದಾದಿಭ್ಯ ಶಹ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ತುದಾದಿ ಗಣ ಫಾರ್ ಭ್ವಾದಿ ವಿದು ಶಪ್ ಫಾರ್ ತುದಾದಿ ವಿದು ಶ ತುದಾದಿಭ್ಯ ಶಹ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿನ ಶ ವಿಕರಣ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಬೋತ್ ದೀ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಪರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ದ ನಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಪುಗಂಧ ಲಘುಪದಸ್ಯ ಚ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪರಸೂತ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಪ್ಲೈ ದಟ್ ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರೇಷನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ನೌ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಡು ಗುಣ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪುಗಂಧ ಲಘುಪದಸ್ಯ ಚ ಇತಿ ಗುಣ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಇತಿ ಚಿಂತ್ಯತಾಂ ಸೊ ಗುಣೇ ಕೃತೆ ಅಪಿ ಶಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಈವನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಗುಣ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಶ ರೈಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ತುದತಿ ತೋದತಿ ಇತಿ ಸ್ಥಿತೆ ಅಪಿ ತುದಾದಿಗಣ ಸೇವಧಾತು ಅತಃ ಕರ್ತರ್ಥೆ ಸಾರ್ವಧಾತುಕೆ ಶ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ತುದಾದಿಭ್ಯಶ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಶಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಗುಣೇ ಅಕೃತೆ ಅಪಿ ಸೊ ವೆದರ್ ಯು ಗುಣ ಡು ಗುಣ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೆದರ್ ಯು ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಪುಗಂಧ ಲಘುಪದಸ್ಯ ಚ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಬೋತ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ಶ ವಿಲ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಕರ್ತೃರ್ಥೆ ಸಾರ್ವಧಾತುಕೆ ಧಾತೋ ಶಃ ಸತ ನಿಮಿತ್ತ ಗುಣೇ ಕೃತೆ ಅಪಿ ಅಸ್ತ್ಯೇವ ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಡು ಗುಣ ದ ನಿಮಿತ್ತ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಶ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಗುಣ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಶ ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಶ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ತುದಾದಿಭ್ಯ ಶಃ ಇತಿ ಯದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ತದಾ ಕಿಂ ಭವತಿ ಶ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಅಪಿತ್ ಓಕೆ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಿತ್ ಶಪ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಿತ್ ವೆರಸ್ ಶ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಿತ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಸಾರ್ವಧಾತುಕಂ ಅಪಿತ್ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರಮಸ್ತಿ ಅಪಿತ್ ಸಾರ್ವಧಾತುಕಂ ನಿದ್ವದ್ ಭವತಿ ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೀಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ನಿತ್ ಇಫ್ ಶ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೀಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ನಿತ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಕಾರ ಆಸ್ ಇತ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಟ್ರೀಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ನಿತ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾರ್ವಧಾತುಕಂ ಅಪಿತ್ ಯದಿ ಶ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ನಿತ್ ತರ್ಹಿ ನಿತಿ ಚ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಗುಣ ನಿಷೇಧ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ನಿತ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ದೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ನೋ ಗುಣ ಗುಣ ನ ಭವತಿ ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡೂ ಶ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಗುಣ ಬಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಶ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಗುಣ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ನಿಮಿತ್ತ ಫಾರ್ ಗುಣ ಇಸ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ನಿತಿ ಚ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಗುಣ ನಿಷೇಧ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಶ ವಿಚ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಗುಣ whereas we have guna which can apply only before sha it cannot apply after sha so in that case krita akrita prasangi shastram nityam yachhastram parashastre kritepi pravartate akritepi pravartate krita akrita prasangi kritepi pravartate akritepi pravartate tan nityam that is treated as a nitya sutra right so now what do we have the sha which is nitya because it can apply both before guna and after guna whereas guna is anitya nityatvat paramapi gunam badhitva shapratya eva bhavati paran nityam balavat since we have just now said that anitya is stronger than para even though pugantala bhupadasya is para tudadibhishaha will overrule it because it is nitya and apply so we do tudu a ti tudati itteva rupam gunah na bhavati same is the case with runaddhi okay the tudu ati tudati so same is with runaddhi you have rudh dhatu which belongs to the seventh gana so same lati tipi rudhati distite gunah bhavedva rudhadibhyashnam ityaninashnam bhavedva iti prashne nityatvakshnam sha and shnam are the same it is just for the seventh gana it is shnam for the sixth it is sha okay so in both cases it's same ಪರಮಪಿ ಲಘೂಪಧ ಗುಣಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ಶಶ್ನಮೌ ಕಿಂ ಪೃಷ್ಟಂ ಪರಾನ್ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಯಥಾ ತುದತಿ ಋಣದ್ಧಿ ಪರಮಪಿ ಲಘೂಪಧ ಗುಣಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ಪುಗಂತ ಲಘೂಪಧಸ್ಯ ಚ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಲಘೂಪಧಸ್ಯ ಗುಣಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ಶಶ್ನಮೌ ತುದತಿ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಶ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಃ ಋಣದ್ಧಿ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಶಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಃ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಓವರ್ ರೂಲಿಂಗ್ ಪರ ತಥಾ ರಂಧೇರ್ಣಿಚ್ ರಂಧಯತಿ ಪುನಃ ಪರಮುದಾಹರಣಂ ಪ್ರದರ್ಶಯತಿ ಪರಮಪಿ ಉಪಧಾವೃದ್ಧಿಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ರಧಿಜಭೋಃ ಇತಿ ನುಂ ರಂಧೇರ್ಣಿಚ್ ರಂಧಯತಿ ರಧು ಧಾತುಃ ನಿಚ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ರಧ ಇ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ ಅತ ಉಪಧಾಯಾಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಉಪಧಾವೃದ್ಧಿಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ರಸ್ವಾಕಾರ ಇನ್ ದ ಉಪಧಾ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ನಿತ್ अचोणिति इत्यतः अनुवर्तते. सो निति प्रत्यये परे अत उपधायाः इत्यनेन उपधायाः अकारस्य वृद्धिः प्राप्नोति. तथैव रथिजभोरचि इति नुमागमः प्राप्नोति. देर् इस् आल्सो द नुम् बय सूत्र काल्ड् रथिजभोः अचि. रथ जभ इति उभयोः धातोः अचि अजादौ प्रत्यये परे नुम् आगमः क्रियते. सो शुड् वी डू उपधा वृद्धि और शुड् वी डू नुम् इति प्रश्नः. सो सूत्रं दृश्यते अतोपधायाः इति वृद्धिः परा नुमागमः पूर्वः. सो विप्रतिषेधे परं कार्यम् इत्यनेन वृद्धेः प्राप्तिः. किन्तु उपधावृद्धौ कृतायामपि नुमागमः भवति अकृतायामपि. सो वेदर् यु डु वृद्धि फस्ट् इफ् वी डु वृद्धि इट् बिकम्स् राध. सो राध इत्यस्मिन् कृते अपि इवन् रथधातोः अजादौ प्रत्यये परे नुमागमः. सो इवन् आफ्टर् डु यु डु उपधावृद्धि इट् इस् स्टिल् द सेम् धातु रथधातुरेव. एकदेशविकृतम् अनन्यवत्. इफ् देर् इस् अ स्माल् चेञ्ज् अस् चेञ्ज् इन् वन् पार्ट् इट् डस् नाट् बिकम् सम्थिङ्ग् एल्स्. इट् इस् स्टिल् रथधातु. तस्मात् तदा अपि नुमागमः प्राप्नोति. सो वेद् इवन् वेन् यु डु अप्लै वृद्धि फस्ट् आफ्टर् दट् यु केन् स्टिल् अप्लै नु. And whether you, if you don't have Raddhi, you can still apply Nu, because it is Radha Dhatu. Kintu, yadi adav Numagamah kriyate, Numagame akrate Raddhi prapnoti. If you don't have the Nu, you can apply Raddhi. But once you do Nu, there is an Akara which sits after Akara. Vidato antyat paraha ittinena, antyadataha, akarat paraha Numa, randhu I, iti bhavati, randhu I. Now, the upadha is nakara. Alontyat purva upadha. Upadha is the penultimate letter. And once you do numagama, the penultimate letter is nakara and not akara. Since it is not upadha, ata upadhayaha ityanena vriddhihi na praptnoti. So, vriddhi can apply only before numagama. It cannot apply after num. So, numagama is nitya and upadha vriddhi is anitya. तस्मात् परमपि उपधावृद्धिं परामपि उपधावृद्धिं बाधित्वा नुमागमः भवति रथिजभो रचि इत्यनेन. ओके, सो दट् इस् वाट् हीस् टोल्ड्. रन्धेर्णिच् रन्धयति परमपि उपधावृद्धिं बाधित्वा रथिजभोः इति नुम्. सो दीस् आर् एक्साम्पल्स् फार् परान्नित्यम्. उत्तरोत्तरं बलं बलीयः इत्युक्तं तत्र परान्नित्यस्य बलवत्ते उदाहरणम्. न च सोऽपि शब्दान्तरप्राप्त्या अनित्यः इति वाच्यम्. सोऽपि नाम नुमागमः अपि अनित्यः. सेज् यु आर् अप्लैङ्ग् दिस् आन् द बेसिस् दट् नुमागम इस् नित्या एण्ड् उपधावृद्धि इस् अनित्या. बट् हि सेज् नुमागम इस् आल्सो अनित्या. कथं शब्दान्तरप्राप्त्या? As I said, there are other definitions for Nitya and Anitya. So, there is a Parivhasha which says, Shabdantarasya Prapnuman Vidhihi Anityaha. Shabdantarasya Prapnuman Vidhihi. Kaha Arthaha. Vruddhau Akrutayam. In this case, if you do not apply Vruddhi first, Radhu Shabdasya Numagamha Bhavati. You are applying Nu on Radhu. Okay. Vruddhau Krutayam Tu. On the other hand, if you apply Vruddhi first, Radha Shabdasya Numagamah Kriyate. Initially, you were doing Numagama for Radha. After that, you are doing for Radha. So, Shabdantarasya Prapnuman Vidhihi. Anyatya Shabdasya. It is not to Radha that you are doing Num. Now, you will be doing it for Radha. So, Shabdantarasya Prapnuman Vidhihi Anityaha. Iti Parivhashaya. Numagama Api Anityaha. So, Numagamasya Api Anityatvam Siddhyam. उपधावृद्धिरपि अनित्या नुमागमोऽपि अनित्यः. तर्हि कथम् इति प्रश्नः. कृताकृतप्रसङ्गमात्रेणापि क्वचित् नित्यताभ्युपगमात्. देर् आर् सम् केसेस् वेर् वि टेक् द अदर् डेफिनेशन्स् फार् नित्य. बट् इन् दीस् इन् मेनी केसेस् कृताकृतप्रसङ्गमात्रम् द ओन्ली condition for nitya is krutakruta prasanga. Whether it is applying on the same shabda or a different shabda or a modified shabda, it will not be considered. Krutakruta prasangi shastram nityam. If one rule can apply both before and after another rule applies, then it is treated as nitya. Okay? Ataha paran nityam balavate. Antarangam yatha. Now we have to see a case where antaranga overrules this. Okay. What is antaranga? It's a question. Again, antaranga is a case where there are many definitions. Okay. Antarangam ityasyapi bahuvidham lakshanam diyate. Atra alpapeksham antarangam iti swikriyate. So, initially, we take alpapeksham antarangam. That rule which has lesser number of conditions to satisfy. Alpapeksham. Pravartayitum alpam yatsutram apekshate tad antarangam. That which requires a lesser number of conditions for application is called antaranga. That which has more number of conditions is treated as bahiranga. Okay. Please remember, para, nitya, antaranga, pada are all relative. It is with relation to a sutra that you can say whether it has more or less. It is not inherently whether a sutra has more number of conditions or less. So if one sutra has one condition, can apply only on presence of one condition and the other has three conditions. So that will be, the one with a single condition will be antaranga and that which three conditions will be bahiranga. But if you are comparing two sutras where one has three conditions and the other has four, the one with three will be antaranga. It is always relative. Para, nitya, antaranga, apavada, all of them are relative. So alpapeksham antarangam. Iha prathama charama iti paramapi vikalpam badhitva sarvadini iti sarvanama samya ubhaye deva manushyaha ityatra vibhakti nirapekshatvena antarangatvat ubhaye iti rupamasti ubha iti shabdat ubhadudato nityam iti tayap pratyaha sankhyaya avayave tayap iti tayap pratyaha vidhiyate tayap pratyaha tasya sthane ayach iti adeshah kriyate ubhaya iti shabdah tasya jasi ubhaye deva manushyaah iti vaktavyam. Now jas pratyaya. Okay. Ubhaya shabdasya sarvadi gane patitatvat sarvadini sarvanamani iti sarvanama samya sarva vishva ubha ubhaya sarvadi gane ubhaya shabdah patitah tasmat sarvadini sarvanamani ityanena nityam sarvanama samya praptavati. Okay, that is a compulsory sarvanama samya. Now when followed by jas, jasi pare prathama charama tayalpartha katipaya nemascha iti sutramasti. Prathama charama taya, taya pratyaha asti. Taya pratyantasya jasi pratyaya pare vikalpena sarvanama samya vidhiyate. Okay. So a word which ends in tayap, when it is followed by jas, has an optional sarvanama samya. Idani ubhaye ubhaya shabdat jas pratyaya pare sarvadini sarvanamani ityanena nityam sarvanama samya bhavati va prathama charama ityanena vikalpena sarvanama samya bhavati va iti prashna. Now prathama charama is parasutra, right? This is 1 to 27 and this is 1 to 33. Tada kim kriyate, even though it is para, we see the antaranga and bahiranga. Now sarvadini sarvanamani, what does it require? It just says sarvadini. If as long as the shabda is present in the sarvadi gana, it will get sarvanama samya. No other consideration. It just has to be in that gana. Gana paatha matram ashritya sarvanama samya vidhiyate. Prathama charama ityatra tu prathama charama taya tatra pariganam apekshitam. One thing, it must belong to the list. There is an additional condition, jasi pratyaye. Only when followed by jas, prathama charama will get. So there is one more additional condition. Vibhaktihi, jas vibhaktihi apekshate. Sarvadini sarvanamani iti tu vibhakti nirapeksham. It does not require any particular vibhakti. It will simply apply as long as it is included in the gana. Ataha alpapekshatvat sarvadini iti samya antaranga. Sarvadini sarvanamani is antaranga and prathama charama is bahiranga. It requires an outside nimitta, not just being there. It requires something other also. That is why it is called bahiranga. Bahirbhuta nimitta katto. It requires something other than itself for as the nimitta. Therefore, antarangaha valiyaha. Even though prathama charama is para, sarvadini will overrule it and it will be nityam sarvanama samya. Ataha ubhaye deva manushyaha iti ekameva rupam. Sarvanamatvat jasashchi ityanena shi adeshaha gune krute ubhaye. There are no two forms. If it is vikalpa, you will have two forms like prathame prathamaha, charame charamaha. Okay, so that will not apply here. So that is an example for balavatva of antaranga. अन्तरङ्गत्वात् नित्यमेव संज्ञा भवति न विकल्पेन. नेक्स्ट् इस् द अपवाद. ओके, सो अपवाद इस् आल्वेस् द स्ट्राङ्गेस्ट्. फार् एन् एक्साम्पल्, दिस् एक्साम्पल् इस् नाट् गिवन् इन् द Manorama. He goes directly as to how there is an interaction between Antaranga and Apavada. So, for the sake of clarity, let us look at an example. Apavada is the strongest. For example, you have Sakhi Shabdatu Supratyaha Anang Ityadeshaha Karaniyaha Sakhi Rasambuddhau Ityadena Anang Adeshaha Vidhiyate. So, what does this Anang replace? Prashnaha. Now, anu iti anekal. Okay, it has many letters. A and nu. It has two letters in the adesha. So, anekal sit sarvasya ityanena sarvadesha prapnoti. Nitya, because it is nit, nitya ityanena antadesha prapnoti. So, should it be sarvadesha or should it be antadesha? Anekal sit sarvasya is para. Okay? And nitya is purva. How do we decide? Says nitya is an apavada to anekalchit sarvasya. Nitya iti apavada sutra. Ataha paramapi anekalchit sarvasya iti sarvadesham vadhitva. Nit ade anang adeshaha antyasyeva kriyate. So sakhan su ityeva bhavati. Ikarasya sthane an iti adeshaha kriyate. So why is nitya an apavada? What is it that categorizes it as an apavada? Niravakashatvam apavadasya bijam. Always an apavada, if something is treated as an apavada, only if it is niravakasha. That is, it does not have its own segment of operation. For example, here nitya, it says nitadeshaha antadeshaha bhavati. But if you look at all the nitadeshas in the Ashtadhyayi, all of them, without exception, are anekal. All adeshas which are nitya are also anekal. That is, they consider more, they have more than one letter. So now, wherever nitya tries to operate, anekalchit sarvasya will operate there. Since it is parasutra, you always apply anekalchit sarvasya, and there is no place where you can apply nitya without interference from anekalchit sarvasya. All nityadeshas are anekal. Therefore, nitya does not have a domain of its own. Its domain is subsumed by anekalchit sarvasya. Anekalchit sarvasya can apply whether it is nitya or not. So it has many places of operation. It can apply in cases where it is anekal and not nitya. Okay. Say for example, you have that Jashasoshihi or Lutah Prathamasya Dharavrasa. There are so many cases. Atobhisa Ais, etc. But nitya does not have a domain of its own. Niravakashaha, avakashaha, nasti. It does not have any chance to operate on its own. That is why it gets strength, because of its niravakasha. If you block it everywhere, it comes back stronger and says, okay, this is my domain. It claims nit as its domain, even if it is anekal. Niravakashatvam apavadasya bijam. Always, an exception gets its strength because it does not have a domain of its own. Because the sutra would be waste. Nityaiti sutrameva vyartham syat. So because of that, we treat an apavada as sarvabaliyaha, stronger than anything else. No other consideration will apply as long as it is apavada. Para, nitya, antaranga, nothing is seen. It is only the apavada which will dominate. Okay, we have another example, savarna dirgha. Okay, say for example, vidya alayaha ityaste. Here, I mean, this is difficult to imagine because we always, since we started learning Sanskrit, we have treated it as Savarna Dirgha. We cannot even imagine anything else here. But if you look at it, Adgunaha ityasya prayuttihi bhavitum arhati. Because Adgunaha says, Avarnad achi pare, pura parayo eko gunaha adesha syad. Avarnad achi pare, whenever akara is followed by ach, any ach, it does not say anything, any ach. Whenever akara is followed by any ach, you should have adgunaha. Okay. So adgunaha ityanena gunaha prapnoti, akaha savarne dirghaha. Akaha savarne achipare dirghaha ekadeshaha ityanena savarna dirghaha prapnoti. Okay. Now, which among these two should we apply? Is a question. we apply Savarna Dirgha because it is apavada. Wherever, in case of akara, wherever you have akara being followed by another akara, always adgunaha can apply because of avarna dachipare. You cannot, there is no case where a plus a, you can apply Savarna Dirgha and not apply adguna because the domain of Savarna Dirgha is a subset of adgunaha with reference to akara. With reference to the other letters, ak ityatra a, I, u, rulu ityasti. Tatra tu sarvatra iko yanachi iti prapnoti. Ikahasthane yansyan adhisamhitayam. So that also, any ach, whenever ik is followed by any ach, you have yang as the adesha. Kavi indraha ityatrapi iko yanachi ityanena yang prapnoti. So in both cases, in case of akara, Savarna Dirgha always is overruled by adguna, whereas in case of other letters, ik, iko and achi can overrule because it is a general sutra. So in both cases, it is niravakasha. Because it is niravakasha, it is treated as an apavada to guna and yan. Okay? So Savarna Dirgha is an apavada to guna and is an apavada to yan. So yatra yatra Savarna Dirghasya praptihi, tatra sarvatra gunasya athava yanaha praptihi asti. Ataha, and now it is also antaranga. You can say para. Okay. Since Savarna Dirgha is para, paratvat Savarna Dirgha bhavati iti vaktum shakyate. Kintu, gunaha yanva antarangam. Because it requires a plain ach. It does not have the additional condition of Savarna. Savarna Dirgha sandehe, savarnyam bhavet iti adhikaha niyamaha asti. Kintu, gunasya yanova sahaniyamaha nasti. Sarvatra achipare pravartate. It is antaranga. Okay. So, even if it is antaranga, because it is apavada, Savarna Dirgha is an apavada, we apply Savarna Dirgha. Antarangadapi apavada baliyan. Okay. So, this is how an apavada will overrule antaranga also. Now, in this case, there is an additional issue. Okay. Niravakashatvada Savarna Dirgha, gunasya enascha, badhakaha athama apavadaha iti uktam. Kintu, there is an additional this here. Apavadopi yadi anyatra chalitarthaha tarhi antarangena vadhyata eva. He says, apavada yadi anyatra charitarthaha. Charitarthaha means if it has found its application elsewhere. We said, niravakashatvam apavadasya bijam. So, the source of the strength for an apavada is niravakashatva. That is, it does not have a place to apply. But once it has found its application, yadi anyatra charitarthaha tarhi antarangena vadhyata eva. What does this mean? Tadyatha ayade indram grame iha sarve ittham atra antarangena gunena antarangena ichidvina antarangena gunena savarna dirghaha vadhyate. What do we have here? Ayaja I indram ityasti ittiti Tiptajhi Siptastham Ibvasmas Tatamsa Thasathamsam It. It is the Uttamapurusha Ekavachana Atmanepada Pratyaya. Vande. Vandate Vandete Vandante. Vandate Vandete Vandate. Vande. Vanda I. Okay, that is the It Pratyaya. Similarly, you have Ayaja I. Yajadhatohu Langlakare I Pratyaya Kriyata. Ayaja I Indram. Grame iha, grama I iha, atra ni pratyaha, saptam eka vachanam. Rame ityatra yatha, tatha grame, grama ityasmata ni pratyaha, tatra ikaha shishyate. Grama I iha, sarve ittham, sarva ityasmata, shi, jas pratyaha, jasashi ityanena, shi adeshaha, sarva I ittham. Now, when this is the case, you have ayaja I indram. Should we do guna for akara and ikara or should we do savarna dirgha for ikara and ikara? Is the question. Similarly here, is it guna between a and e first or savarna dirgha? Here, is it guna or savarna dirgha? Prashnaha. We say savarna dirgha gunasya apavadaha, which means you have to apply savarna dirgha first. So ayaja indram will become ayajendram. It will not give the required form of ayaje indram itina siddhyati. Similarly, grame iha. Yadi adho savarna dirgha kriyate. Grama iha. Ityasti ग्रामेह इति भवति, ग्रामे इह इति रूपं न सिध्यति, सर्वेत्थम् इति सिध्यति, सर्वे इत्थम् इति न सिध्यति. सो व्हाट डू वी डू? सो ही सेज अपवादोपि यदि अन्यत्र चरितार्थः तर्हि अन्तरङ्गेण बाध्यत एव. नौ हियर इफ यू लुक एट द अन्तरङ्ग बहिरङ्ग, गुण इज अन्तरङ्ग पूर्वोपस्थित निमित्त, बिकॉज अयज इज अ सिंगल वर्ड, इंद्रम इज अ सेपरेट वर्ड. सो इनिशियली वी हैव द फर्स्ट वी हैव द प्रत्यय इटसेल्फ, ओनली देन अदर वर्ड कम्स इन. ओके, दैट इज व्हाट वी कॉल पूर्वोपस्थित निमित्तकत्व. द निमित्त विच इज फर्स्ट, विच अराइजेस फर्स्ट इज द निमित्त फॉर गुण. ओके, द निमित्त फॉर गुण अराइजेस फर्स्ट बिकॉज इट इज अ प्रत्यय एडेड टू द प्रकृति, ओनली देन विल अ सेकेंड वर्ड कम इन. Because of that, in all these cases, guna is antaranga and savarnadirgha is bahiranga. Now, because it is antaranga, we do guna and not savarnadirgha. Ayaje ityatra gunaha, grame sarve ityatra gunaha eva kriyate, savarnadirgha na kriyate. Kimartham iprashnaha, savarnadirgha apavadaha iti uktam kila iti chete. Sacha nama savarnadirgha, yadyapi yan gunayor apavadaha. Even though it is a apavada to yan and guna, tathapi samanashraye charitarthaha. It finds its application samanashraye, where we are trying to say the consideration is same. Say samanashraye, if you have yatra samanayohu varnayohu gunasya savarnadirghasya cha praptihi, where the same letters we have guna and savarnadirgha clashing. Say for example, vidya alayaha. Akara akarayoreva atra prashnaha. उभयोराकारयोः गुणं कुर्मो वा सवर्णदीर्घं कुर्मो वा इति प्रश्नः, तत्र समानाश्रये सवर्णदीर्घः गुणस्य अपवादः. हियर इट इज नॉट समानाश्रय, गुण इज बिट्वीन अ एंड ई, सवर्णदीर्घ इज बिट्वीन ई एंड ई, समानाश्रयत्वं नास्ति. अत्र अपवादोपि यदि अन्यत्र चरितार्थः, समानाश्रये चरितार्थमस्ति, गुणं बाधित्वा सवर्णदीर्घः प्राप्नोति, यां बाधित्वा प्राप्नोति. अतः अत्र व्याश्रये यत्र आश्रयः भिन्नः, तादृशे स्थले अपवादः न. इट् इस् नो लाङ्गर् एन् अपवाद बिकास् इट् इस् नाट् निरवकाश, इट् हेस् फौण्ड् इट्स् अप्लिकेशन्. नौ इट् इस् जस्ट् तुल्यबल विरोध, बोत् आर् ईक्वल्. गुणा हेज् इट् अप्लिकेशन् एल्स्वेर्, सवर्णदीर्घ आल्सो हेज् इट् अप्लिकेशन् एल्स्वेर्. इन् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् केस् शुड् वि अप्लै गुण आर् सवर्णदीर्घ. नौ वि टेक् द अदर् कन्सिडरेशन्. इनिशियली वि टेक् द पर, सवर्णदीर्घ इस् पर, बट् guna is antaranga, antaranga because of the purvopasthita nimittakatva. Atah antarangena badhyate eva, antarangena gunena savarna dirghaha badhyate. So there is something which I think has gone out of the slide because the formatting has gone due to some phone problem. So anyway, that is what. Tathacha vartikam in ni shina ad guna savarna dirghatvat. So, there is the Mahabhashya, Asiddham Bahirangam Antarange Iti Paribhashayaha Prayojanani Kathayan Vartikakaraha. Vartikakara is discussing the uses of Asiddham Bahirangam, the Paribhasha, saying Antaranga is stronger than Bahiranga. So, he says, in ni shi naam, in is the, it vahi mahi, okay. So, in iti, it has become the sandhi, sandhina. इण्डिति प्राप्नोति. इट् आत्मनेपदे उत्तमपुरुष एकवचनप्रत्ययः, नि सप्तमी विभक्ति एकवचनप्रत्ययः, शी जस आदेशः. सो एतेषु गुणः सवर्णदीर्घत्वात् अन्तरङ्गत्वात् आद्गुणः सवर्णदीर्घं बाधते इति वार्तिककारेणापि उक्तम्. अतः अपवादोपि यदि अन्यत्र चरितार्थः, इफ् इट् हेस् फौण्ड् इट्स् अप्लिकेशन् एल्स्वेर्, देन् इट् विल् नो लाङ्गर् बि बलवत्. Okay, it is not the strongest. Then only the other considerations will apply. As long as it is niravakasha, it is valiha, stronger than the rest. Any questions? Yes.
Yes, Samji, I always understood nityam to mean, or not nityam, sorry, antarangam to mean inside like the angam or the pratyaya, and you do that first before you start doing karyas that are intermixing between the pratyaya and the angam.
Yes, I said there are different levels of antaranga and bahiranga which we consider in different cases. Okay, so alpapeksha antaranga is one definition. Purvopasthitam antarangam is another. So if you have an anga, karya within an anga is antaranga. If it comes to the pratyaya, then it is bahiranga. And a karya within a pada is antaranga, rather than an interaction with outside, an another word. So that is another definition of antaranga bahiranga. So we have considered both here.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions? Asiddham Bahirangam Antarange is another paribhasha. Related. That is why we treat as Antaranga is stronger than Bahiranga. There is also another thing. He says, Asiddham Bahirangam Antarange. Now, what we have considered is a case where both Antaranga and Bahiranga, that is both sutras, are applying at the same time. Now, if you have a clash on what to do, we can say that Antaranga is stronger than Bahiranga, therefore Antaranga operates. But there are cases, some other cases, say for example, says, Asiddham Bahirangam Antarange iti paribhasha, Antarange Karye Kartavye, Bahirangam Asiddham. Iti, if you are trying to apply an Antaranga Karya, a Bahiranga Karya which has already happened, okay, here both of them are not applying at the same time. If a Bahiranga Karya has already happened, it will be treated as Asiddha. So Asiddham iti. Tena patavedam ityadav eta aitvam na. So he gives an example. Pachava idam istasti. Pachavedam. Pachava pachadhatoho lotlakaraha. Lotcha iti sutrena. Tasyasthane vats pratyaha. It is the uttama purusha dvivachana. Pachava pachani pachava pachama. Uttama purusha dvivachana pratyaha vats iti. Pitrasdhi iti sutrena. Karpari shapu. Bhavadikah dhatuhu atah shap pratyaha kriyate pachil a vas tatah aduttamasya piccha ityanena pratyayasya at iti agamah kriyate. Please don't confuse, it is not akara becoming akara. Akara is still here. Pacha ityasti. Pacha a vas. A is an agama for the pratyaya. At pitvat adau bhavati. A vas aduttamasya piccha ityanena at agamah. Pacha a vas ityasti. There is Savarna Dirgha. I missed one step. There is Savarna Dirgha. Pachavas. Then, Nityam Nitaha. Loto Langate Ityanena. Sakara se Lopaha. The Sakara is deleted, so it becomes Pachava. Okay. Now, Pachava Idam Ityaste. Adgunaha Kriyate. Pachavedam Iti Bhavati. So, you have Pachava Idam. You apply Adgunaha. So, it becomes Pachavedam. Now, there was a paribhasha which we studied long ago in the Kaumudi. Antadivacha. Yoyam ekadeshaha saha purvasya antavat paratsya adivacha bhavati. Ekadesha. Wherever we apply an ekadesha, it will behave like the end of the previous part and the beginning of the latter. Like say you are doing pachava idam. It becomes pachavedam. Where does the ekara belong? Will it belong to pachava or will it belong to idam? So we say you can either treat it as pachavedam or pachavedam. It can either go as the ending of the previous or the beginning of the latter. Not both. Not both at the same time. But it can be either. You can either treat it as pachave. That is, ekara is the end of pachavu. A. Pachave is one word and dam is the other. Or pachavu is one and edam. That is, you can treat it as the ending of the previous or the beginning of the latter. That is given by Antadivaccha. Now, ekaraha, gunena ekaraha krutaha, pachavedam ekstata, sacha purvasya, nama lotlakarasya antavad bhavati. We can treat it as the end of pachav, that is the lotlakara form. Pachave ityeva rupam iti kathaitum shakyate. Now, if that is the case, eta ai iti rupamasti. If there is ekara in a lotlakara, it becomes ai. Say for example, vandai, right? You have vandadhatu, lot, vandatam, vandetam, vandantam, vandasva, vandetam, vandadham, vandai. The I is because the vande, there was initially A. A has been converted to I. Now, in this here, now you have pachave, which is lot lakara. So, eta I, ityanena I, bhavati. Lot lakare, uttama purushe, ekarasya, ikare krate, pachavai, iti bhavati va, iti prashnaha. Can we do that? Here, before we do ekara, eta I will not apply. Pachava idam itisthite, eta I ityasya praptihi nasti. Okay, and this stage you cannot think of antaranga or bahiranga because there is no ekara at all. Okay, atra antaranga bahirangasya pariganana nasti. Once you do, once you apply adguna, there is an ekara. So, can we convert it into aikara by eta I? It's a question. So, now we say, which is antaranga, which is bahiranga? Purvapachira nimittakatva, since it is a pratyaya, okay, eta I. It says, ekarasya aikara bhavati. Lotlakarasya ekarasya aikara. It just requires itself, only the lotlakara pratyaya. But the guna requires bahirbhuta ikara nimitta, something which is external. It requires an ikara which is external to it, which is in a different word for it to apply. Therefore, guna is bahiranga and eta I is antaranga. Antarange karye kartavye bahirangam asiddham. If you are trying to do an antaranga karya, the bahiranga will be asiddha. So here, the ekara, that is the ekadesha by guna, is asiddha. And therefore, eta I will not apply. Okay? So there are two cases where you can think of antaranga bahiranga, where they are both clashing at the same time. There we say, paranitya antaranga apavadanam uttarottaram baliyaha. Antarangasya baliyastvad tadeva bhavati. Atra bahirangam pravruttam. Bahiranga has already applied. Now, antaranga will not apply because it has, it is asiddha. Since bahiranga is asiddha, antaranga will not apply here. Etai will not apply. We have pachavedam. So, that is about asiddham bahirangam antarange. Antarange karye, nama ekarasya aikaradeshe kartavye, bahirangam nama gunaha asiddhaha. Ataha aikaradesho na bhavati. The last paribhasha which he takes is akritavyuhaha paniniyaha. And he gives a line, nimittam vinashonmukham drishtva tatrayuktam karyam na kurvanti ityarthaha. Vishishtaha uhaha vyuhaha. Okay. So, prakriti pratyayadi karyam. So, the vyuha here refers to the splitting of a word into prakriti, pratyaya, etc. and the prakriya which goes on. Akritaha. So, when it comes, it is a final form which is a consideration, not what is a prakriti, what is pratyaya. Which means, you cannot simply apply a rule because it is there. You have the final form in mind when you are applying the sutras. It is not the vyuha, the individual parts which you have in mind, but the final form. Therefore, nimittam vinashonmukham drishtva. Say you are doing something, there is a nimitta. And you do a karya because of that nimitta. But later, that nimitta gets destroyed. Okay. So now what will happen to the karya? Is the question. Which you did on the basis of that nimitta. He says, nimittam vinashonmukham drishtva. So ahead, if you know that a nimitta is going to be destroyed, because you have the final form in mind, you know that the nimitta is going to be destroyed, tatprayuktam karyam na kurvanti. The karya because of that nimitta will not happen. Okay. So, we'll see an example. There he says, akritavyuhaha iti. Yadyapi kritamapi karyam nivartayanti iti paribhashantaram pathyate phalam cha tulyam tathapi akrita ityeva labhu. Prakshalanadhi pankasya duradasparshanam varam iti nyayad iti bhavaha. I'll come to this panki after we look at the udaharanam. Okay. Nakurvanti iti. Yatha nishedushim ityadau tva kvasohu itam antarangatvat praptamapi bhavina sampradaranena valaditvam nankshyati iti alochya nakurvanti ityarthaha. Okay, so this is the form we are debating, nishedushim. Nishedushim asanabandhadhiraha iti kalidasaha prabhomshya. Nishedushim iti padam katham siddhyati iti prashnaha. Nipur upasarga purvakat sadudhatohu litlakaraha. kvasu pratyaha. Don't worry too much about the prakriya. If you are not familiar, just see the points where we have to concentrate. Litadhatoh kvasu pratyaha kriyate bhashayam sada vasashruvaha ityanena. Sadadhatoh paraske litaha vasu kvasu iti pratyaha vasu iti shishyate. Litihatoh anabhyasasya ityanena dvitvam. Since it is still lit, we do dvitva. Anantaram ata ekahal madhye anadesha derliti iti abhyasa lopaha etvam. We delete one of the dvitva abhyasa and we do ekara. So it becomes ni sed vas. Now, because this vas is valadi, okay, vas iti valadi hi pratyaha. For an idagama, we are trying to do an idagama. Ardhadatuka sed valadehe ityataha valadehe iti anuvartate. So vasu pratyasya valadittvam ashritya vasveka jadghasam iti idagamaha. So the vasu will get it as the agama. Because it is stit, it is in the adi. Ni sed I vas iti bhavati. Now we are trying to do a strilinga. Nishedushinim ityasti. So strilingaha. So I, ni pratyaha kriyate. Ugitascha, since vasu is ugit, ukara is it, ugitascha ityanena neep bhavati, ni sedivas e. Now, there is a sutra which gives samprasarana, vaso samprasaranam ityasti, vasohu bhasya, where there is bhasamya, yachibham, kapratyavadishu, swadishu, yakaradishu, ajadishu. If it is an ajadi pratyaya, it will get bhasamya. Bhasamyatvatu va. Vasoho samprasaranam kriyate. Igyana samprasaranam. Samprasarana is replacing a yan letter with ik. It is the reversal of yan. Yan is replacing ik with yan. The samprasarana is replacing yan with ik. Okay? Vakara is replaced by ukara. Now, if you look at this, is this clear? Here, we did an idagama because of vakara. Vakaraha asti, valadihi iti krutva idagamaha krutaha. Sacha vakaraha samprasaranena nashitaha. Know that vakara has been lost by samprasarana. Okay, vasu will always get samprasarana. Since it has samprasarana, it has been lost. The nimitta for ikara has been lost. Now what can we do? There are two options. One thing, kritamapi karyam nivartayanti. Idagamasya nimitta bhutaha vakaraha samprasaranena apahrataha. Since the nimitta is lost, ataha krutaha idagamaha nivartaniyaha. We will reverse. Initially we did an idagama. Now he says since the nimitta is lost, nimitta nashe naimittikasyapi apayaha. Once the nimitta is lost, the naimittika, the karya which depended on that nimitta will also be lost. So the idagama will go away. So we don't have the it. So there is nisedu u asu. The I is gone. Vakara is converted to ukara by samprasarana. Samprasaranacha iti purva rupam nisedu usu I ityasti. Ubhayohu shattvam. Atra usu ityasya nisedusi. Adesha pratyayohu ityanena shattvam. Tatra sakarasyatu sarira pratyayohu ityanena shattvam. Nisedusi iti rupam siddhati. Okay? So there is no idagama. I mean the idagama which was did has been reversed. You initially apply it and because the nimitta is lost, you reverse it. That is one option. Or, athava, prakshalanadhipankasya durad asparshanam varam. You touch a panka. Panka is, what is it? Mud with water. What is the word for it? I am not getting the English word for panka. Panka is slush. Okay. So slush, you can touch it. I mean, nothing will happen. You can touch it and then you can wash it away. But prakshalanadhi pankasya durat asparshanam varam. It is better to not touch it. Stay far away and not touch it rather than washing your hands after touching it. Prakshalanadhi pankasya durat asparshanam varam. Iti nyayena. So by this, instead of doing iragama and then sending it away, agavinam samprasaranam alochya. Knowing that there will be samprasarana, iragamaha na kriyate. We don't do iragama at all. Even though there is a nimitta now, we know that the nimitta is going to be lost, so we don't do iragama. So in Siddhanta, the prakriya, the one which I showed, that is we do it and we don't do it, is a paksha, that is one paksha. But actual Siddhanta prakriya, litlakaraha, vasu pratyaha, द्वित्वम् अनन्तरम् अभ्यासस्य एत्वम् ऐ मीन् अभ्यासलोपः एत्वम् इडागमः न क्रियते वि डोण्ट् डु इडागम एट् आल् इवन् दो देर् इस् निमित्त वि डु नाट् अप्लै द इट् वि डैरेक्ट्लि गो आन् टु डु नीप् नीप् प्रत्ययः क्रियते ततः सम्प्रसारणम् उकारस्य स्थाने उकारः सम्प्रसारणाश्च इति पूर्वरूपं षत्वम् सो वि सिम्प्लि स्किप् द स्टेप् आफ् इडागम because we know that the nimitta is going to be lost. That is what Dikshita says, nimittam vinashonmukham drishtva, seeing that the nimitta is going to be lost, tat prayuktam karyam, a karya which is depending on that nimitta, na kurvanti, we do not do. That is what is told by the paribhasha, akrutavyuhaha paniniyaha. This is what it means. So we'll come back to the Paudhamanorama Pankti here. यद्यपि कृतमपि कार्यं निवर्तयन्ति इति परिभाषान्तरं पठ्यते सो देर् इस् अनदर् परिभाषा विच् सेस् निमित्तं विनाशोन्मुखं दृष्ट्वा विनष्टं दृष्ट्वा कृतमपि कार्यं निवर्तयन्ति दट् इस् वा वि सा फस्ट् वि डू द कार्य एस् पर् द लक्षण एण्ड् देन् वि सेण्ड् बेक् द कार्य इफ् द निमित्त इस् लास्ट् वि रिवर्स् इट् वि सेण्ड् इट् बेक् कृतमपि कार्यं निवर्तयन्ति इति परिभाषान्तरं पठ्यते फलं च तुल्यम् एण्ड् द final result of both these paribhashas, whether you say tatprayuktam karyam na kurvanti or kritamapi karyam nivartayanti, phalam tulyam, phalam to samanam, samana rupa siddhihi bhavati, tathapi akrita ityeva laghu. It is better or easier to say akrita vyuhah paniniyaha. Why? Because you are reducing a step, laghava. प्रक्षालनाद्धिपङ्कस्य दूरादस्पर्शनं वरम् इति न्यायात् इति भावः सो इट् इस् बेटर् टु नाट् टच् फ्लश् रादर् देन् वाशिङ्ग् इट् अवे सो इट् इस् बेटर् टु नाट् डू द कार्य एट् आल् रादर् देन् डूयिङ्ग् इट् एण्ड् देन् रिवर्सिङ्ग् इट् न कुर्वन्ति इति यथा निषेदुषीम् इत्यादौ निषेदुषीम् इत्यादौ क्वसोः द क्वसु प्रत्यय इटम् अन्तरङ्गत्वात् प्राप्तम् इट् इस् अन्तरङ्ग बिकास् इट् डिपेण्ड्स् ओन्ली आन् द वसु प्रत्यय वेर् द सम्प्रसारण डिपेण्ड्स् आन् द एक्स्टर्नल् नीप् इट् डिपेण्ड्स् आन् अ प्रत्यय विच् लैस् औट् सैड् इट् डिपेण्ड्स् ओन्ली आन् इट् सेल्फ् सो क्वसोः इटम् अन्तरङ्गत्वात् प्राप्तमपि सो इवन् इफ् इट् हेस् टु अप्लै बिकास् इट् इस् अन्तरङ्ग भाविना सम्प्रसारणेन by samprasarana which is going to happen in the future, valaditvam nankshyati, the valaditva will be lost, that is the nimitta for idagama will be lost, iti alochya, so thinking thus nakurvanti, idagama is not done, so we derive the form nishedushim without the idagama. Okay, that is what is given by akratavyuha paniniyaha. So this is the prakriya in Siddhanta according to Akruta Vyuha Paniniyaha. Okay. So that is the end of Paribhasha Prakaranam in the Prodha Manorama. And the next is Atsandhi Prakaranam, which starts with Ikoyanachi. As you know, Ikahasthane Yanchyan Achi Samhitayam Vishaye Iti Kaumudi. स्थानतः अन्तर्याद् इकारस्य यकारः इत्युच्यते हि सेस् इको एनचि इक् इस् रिप्लेस्ड् बै यण् स्थानतः अन्तर्याद् बिकास् आफ् द स्थानसाम्य विशेषाणां तालु इत्यनेन इकारस्यापि तालुस्थानं यकारस्यापि तालुस्थानम् अतः आन्तर्यात् इकारस्य यकारः नौ देयर् इस् अ क्वश्चन् वै डोण्ट् वि अप्लै यथासङ्ख्यम् अनुदेशसमानाम् So there are four स्थानीस् इक् इ ऊरु लु इत्यस्ति यण् युवरु लु इत्यस्ति So why don't we do yatha sankhyam adeshaha, ikarasya ekaraha. So where there are equal numbers of sthani and adesha, we say 1:1. So he is replaced by you, who is replaced by you and so on. Why he says sthanataha antaryat? Is there a reason? So he says, pratyaharesha tadvachyavachya nirudha lakshana, dirgha jasicha iti jnapakat, lvadibhyaha iti nirdeshacha. So this we will see in the next class. Any questions? Yes.
What is Nishedushim? What does it mean?
Means he is sitting. That is an example where he describes Nandini. Okay. Sthita sthitam uccharitah prayatam Nishedushim asana bandha dhiraha. Dilipa he was doing Nandiniyaha Sevartham Prasthitaha. How did he serve her? Sthitaha Sthitam. When she stands, she also stood. Uchchalitaha Prayatam. So if she starts walking, he also walked behind her. Nishayadushi Masana Bandhadhiraha. If she sat in a place, he also sat down. So it means sitting.
Thank you.
Akratavyuha, akrataha vishishtaha uhaha. Vishishtaha uhaha. The uha here refers to the prakriya. Say you have a prakriti pratyaya, you apply the sutra, you apply the sutra next time. The prakriya. Okay. So paniniyaha, akratavyuhaha, panini shishyaha, vyuham nakurvanti. They do not initially go into the prakriti pratyaya. That is, what is the lakshana to be applied? They look at the final form. What do we need? We need nishedushi. There is a samprasarana. That is, there is vasadhatuhu. So then you go back to the ni sadhu vas. So you know, vasadhatu has got samprasarana to become ukara, which means the ukara is going to be lost, which means we do not apply. So initially, you look at the final end, and only then we do the vishishta uha. If you start from the beginning, that is, if you start, okay, ni sadhu vas, and go on applying sutras in order, then you have to do idagama. Okay, you don't know what comes next. Then there is no point of this paribhasha. So it says it is the final end which matters. Any other questions?
In the final steps of the atara gets dropped by samprasarana?
No, samprasarana chetena purva rupam. Whenever we do samprasarana, there is purva rupam. I mean, because it is obvious, if the ach is still there, you have to do yen again and you will get back, you will end back with vakara. So wherever you have samprasarana, that is the case. You replace yen with ik and there is an ach following. I mean, because it is a vyanjana, there is an ach. So if that ach is there, it will be converted back to the yen. So to prevent that, there is samprasaranacha. Wherever there is samprasarana, there is purva rupa. That is, there is us. U plus us becomes us. That is the purva rupa, ekadesh.
Okay. So that is the prasaranam versus samprasaranacha.
Yeah, samprasaranacha is a rule which applies wherever there is samprasarana. For samprasarana, there are different sutras, vaso samprasarana, etc. But anywhere, as soon as you apply samprasarana, you do samprasaranacha and do the purva rupa. Dhyayam dhyayam param brahma smaram smaram guror giraha siddhanta kaumudi vyakhyam kurma praudha manorama. Thank you. Thank you, Vasuji, for the